Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 86. Adam gave me a good look. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and I'm actually sitting in one of the red chairs tonight, which is a change of pace for me. So, but I got a bad knee. So, I'm here, and joining me tonight is R. I never know which one to say. R. Joining me
is.
I don't know.
Could be anyone. Adam Russell.
Megan.
Chuck.
Bonnie.
I'm the only person who uses my
No, that's right. Anymore. You're the only one that they can... Well, no, me too.
So. Everybody used their last name.
I don't want the fans to hound me.
Okay. You don't want to have to give autographs.
They track you down.
And Jeremy was just here, but didn't want to stay for the podcast. He's too good for us.
Actually,
now that he's
still
moved.
Here, but he's just staying really, really silent.
No, he left. He had to get back to West Virginia.
Jeremy, you can say something now. I mean, where are you?
Still trying to get him to call in, but technology is too advanced here.
Technology's too advanced.
Here versus West Virginia.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you're just telling us the problem with the house and stuff. Okay, well, I figured we'd start off starting last week and continuing this week in the Magic Marvel weekly book. If it's not weekly, it's crap. Publishing plan is Age of Ultron. So I've read number two. I don't know if you guys have. You probably haven't.
I'm saving it like for last because I don't have high expectations. I don't really want to read the next issue.
I always do those first.
Yeah. I read all my Batman books first.
Oh, no, those come last.
Then
I always save the best for last.
See, I always read my favorites first or the ones that I need to read first because some nights I read some weeks I read two or three books, and so I got to read them when I can.
Yeah.
Stupid hockey season.
Yeah, how about that Black
Hawks? Starting a new streak now.
Hey! Two games. It'll be okay. I have faith. I'm not jumping off the bandwagon. So, Age of Ultron started off with, I don't know if you can call that a bang. It's a confusion. I think the biggest thing I remember of that issue was the Photoshop effect of making everything look blurry as it looked like things were shaking. I thought that was kind of neat.
Did remember when you used to comment about how Hawkeye was in everything?
Yes. Yeah.
He's still.
Well, remember this was 2 years ago when Hawkeye was in everything. But I was very confused because it's definitely old Cap costume.
Yeah.
It's definitely Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's Ultimate Hawkeye. So is
just a mishmash.
It tells me that this is not our Earth.
Or, well, is there really a timeline in Marvel right now?
No, they'll tell you. Well, remember they had that big picture. Remember in that issue of Avengers, they had the timeline.
Yeah.
So there is a timeline somewhere.
What was that?
That was like Avengers 2 or 3. Yeah. So I honestly don't. I just don't think it's our Earth. So I don't know what's going on.
Is it alternate?
Well, they did say there was going to be time travel, didn't they?
Maybe. Well, in the current previews, it says something about two characters will make a decision that changes the Marvel Universe forever. We've never heard that before. Yeah. Sounds like House of M. You know, but, I mean, I hope it's good. I read issue two. It moves things along a little bit, but you still don't know exactly where Ultron came from, what happened, why it happened. And just basically the heroes trying to, regroup and come up with a plan. But it's fine. It just doesn't kind of fit in when you just relaunch your whole line.
And everything's different.
To now suddenly do this book that doesn't really fit in anywhere. It just seemed odd to me.
Well, he seemed to have, something going on, way before, Heroic Age. I think he wanted to tell an Ultron story.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think Heroic Age just fell apart.
This has been done for 2 years. It's been sitting in a drawer, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, his first, Bendis' first book for Avengers after Fear Itself, during Heroic Age, was an Ultron story. And everybody kept talking about, because he brought characters from the cartoon, the animated Avengers Next, and they kept saying, well, they're going to do something with these characters, and it seemed really odd that they even introduced these characters in the actual Marvel Universe, but I think he had a plan for that, with his Ultron story, and then, as you said before, they had that timeline that told about stuff that was going to happen, and it just didn't. I think just heroic age after that was just not working. And it was, you know, New 52 was already, you know, doing so well that they had to do something, but they didn't want to do what DC did. So that's why they brought out this Marvel Now, which they were doing everything new. So this storyline just does not fit. I think it was thought up way beforehand.
And trying to shoehorn it
in. And now they're just trying to fit it in because they played it up so much that they don't want to make it look like, oh, you know, we messed up, we didn't, you know, couldn't do this, you know. They still did it, which I don't think that was a good plan, to tell you the truth, but I don't know.
They couldn't let just sit there, that everybody knew about it.
I think we can just live with it and be like, hey, well, I say just let it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not overly concerned, but it's just one of those, you're trying to figure out how it fits in.
Yeah. It's weird.
That would be like in, you know, all the Batman books this week, if they didn't acknowledge Damian's death. It would just be kind of, you know, Batman Robin is just a Damian story. It's like, well, wait a minute. How does that fit in?
I don't know if the timeline had to fit up that well. I think they should have waited at least until... Oh, maybe they could. It depends on what happens later on with Batman Inc. But I said, well, maybe they should wait till Batman Inc.'s over. Well, maybe Robin comes back in Batman Inc.
Yeah. I think they've known about this for a long time, so they had, you know, these plans.
Really, not very wordy.
What?
The book.
No, you're flipping pages.
Did they explain a little bit better in the second one?
I mean, it was more wordy, more talking amongst, you know, Iron Man, you know, I guess Hawkeye did, oh, because Hawkeye left, they're all very against him, and how dare you come back, we told you if you left, you know, we'd never let you back, and all this stuff. So.
Poor Hawkeye,
yes, everybody's, you know, Hawkeye's getting mean, you know, they're being mean to him. Maybe he should have his own book. Yeah.
All I kept saying was, when did Ultimate Hawkeye get into?
Yeah.
The 616.
Remember, there was one art scene in the first issue where he's holding his arm at a really weird angle. Like, just one of those things. I just remember looking at.
Or his eyes facing.
Yeah.
Right? The eyes are okay.
How would you know? Wasn't he wearing sunglasses?
Man, are you getting picky? Okay, so that was kind of a...
I don't think he was wearing
not a real warm reception to their big event.
It wasn't bad,
but yeah,
it's also not the worst I've ever
heard. Right.
I like that they got straight to the point, though. I mean, it wasn't, why is this guy going here? Who's this guy? This guy's doing that. This guy. It was just all out chaos, right? I mean, it was just all right there. I still want to know, like you said, why is Ultron here? What's he, you know, what's his plan, whatever. I thought they might explain a little bit more of that in the second issue, but apparently not.
And the other thing I found odd was that they're all sitting in that the downed shield helicarrier. It's like, you'd think they would have blown that up. You know, it's
yeah.
At least track some people. All these people are walking to it. They're getting all these energy signatures from there. So we'll see where that goes. But yeah, just not the big rousing, yeah, this was great, you know, that you want from the big event, especially the first issue.
Was the Hall of Foil cover?
Yeah, no, sadly, issue two did not have the Hall of Foil
cover. I know, I noticed that.
And I did have some people, not upset, but they're like, hey, you know.
They should have did everyone that.
They should have, you're correct. But maybe the foil is just too expensive, I don't know.
It wasn't expensive in the 90s.
It was, actually, because those were like, you know, $1.50 bucks, and then the foil ones would be $3, so.
Well, I don't remember them being different price. Maybe they were. Of course, I didn't pay attention to stuff back then.
We weren't paying our money back then.
You're right. I just bought them.
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom.
Here.
Somebody stole my seat.
I'm sorry. You know what they say.
I can live with that because I was not close enough to this.
Okay. And then, next thing. We didn't talk about it because we didn't do one last week, but Batman Inc. 8, where they killed Damian.
What?
It was something.
I know. Yeah, I was very confused. And that's a book that you kind of need to read all at once, all of them, because I got very confused as to what was going on. And
who that person was who was actually killing him.
No, I knew who that was.
I get the idea of it, but...
But just the overall, some of the overall stuff, that book just kind of lost me.
I read the first one when it relaunched, and they made it obvious they were trying to kill him.
Yeah.
But they didn't really say anything like that in the first series of it, did they?
No.
It's like his brother, isn't it?
It's his clone. So, you know, when people are saying, oh, I can't believe they did that, it's like, well, let's see, his clone killed him. How could they possibly, you know, how could he ever come back?
Wait, that's Damien's clone?
Yes.
Why is he so big?
Well, he's modified.
Like him.
Yeah, they were doing all sorts of genetic stuff with him since they
Well, it's just because, all the things he's wrapped with, but... Yeah.
I mean, he's lost organs.
He had his spine replaced, so yeah. I don't see that being the end. But then after reading the two Batman books today, it doesn't seem like Batman has a plan for his return. He seems quite distraught.
But they probably don't even know. Like, I wonder if the writers even know what Grant Morrison's going to be doing.
That's true. That's true.
Seems kind of odd that Scott Snyder's right now in a position where he's not writing the big thing that's happening in Batman. Because for, like, a whole entire, you know, a year and a half now,
right.
He's been, you know, writing the big stuff.
Well, I still think Grant Morrison is the head cheese, you know, even though he's leaving.
Yeah.
It's his, you know, he gets to do what he wants.
It seems weird that there was no, like, big, oh my God, at the end of Death of the Family either, and then they just throw this out there, like, oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I wonder if Batman
By the way, you know, and we get that phone call, by the way, you might want to order more. Why? Well, I can't tell you. Okay, you want me to spend my money on something and you're not going to tell me why.
Order more of what?
Because that's never happened before. Yeah.
The
Batman Inc. 8. So I did bump my numbers. I mean, I've sold a lot of that book.
They can't tell you why. Didn't they kind of already tell you?
Like, well, no, but this was before.
Oh, it was way
before. It shipped. They're like, you know, they said, you might want to bump your numbers on this. It's like, this book's been tanking, so... So I bumped a little, and then I bumped on all these books, too, on Batman, Batman, Robin, Detective, all these. So we'll see. But so far, the reaction's been good. People have been liking it. That Batman and Robin, you guys probably haven't read them yet, but there's no dialogue in it. It's just all pictures.
Yeah, I read that.
Oh, and it's, well, no, but it was really good. And
it was well placed.
What I liked about it...
No.
No, what I...
The writer kind of writes, anyways, the art... So, I mean, it makes sense, because he is still writing a story, it's just visual.
But what I liked about it is kind of showed you the power of comics as a medium, because it wouldn't have worked in a book, it wouldn't have worked in a movie, you know, just this was the only way.
That would have been a very short book.
No, but I'm just saying, this scene, you couldn't have even done, you know, as far as just... You know, doing it, words wouldn't adequately represent what they could do with the pictures.
Well, there's a tiny bit of text. At the end, on the note.
Oh, okay. But
it was very sad.
Yeah, I like how the artist draws eyes as being black with white pupils sometimes.
Yeah. I just wish you would have hugged the dog. That's the only thing.
The dog needed a hug.
The dog needed a hug.
I think that's the part where I was like, oh, you know, I like really felt it.
Yeah, but it was.
You think they could have got him a bed? Instead, he always had a cot.
Well, that's what, I think that's what he wanted.
Maybe he wanted a cot.
I think Damien got what he wanted.
No, he's
other than a
box.
Sword through his chest.
How did you like the mantle in his room? Did you see what was on it?
No, I didn't really look.
The Red Hood mask, the
Well, I remember when he took that.
Yeah
that
everything
was
that
the
he
whole
took
battle.
Was on that mantle.
Okay. That was good, and I like Batman.
It made it seem like Red Hood's going to play a part if you looked ahead a couple issues.
At the covers, yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I haven't read an issue of Red Hood in a while.
Did
so
you,
I need to
did
read
you
it.
Think, though, that, like, there seems it seems like there'd be some consequences for Alfred? Because in Batman Inc., Alfred was the one that was like, you gotta go, you gotta do, you know. He let him go. I thought that was
not really, because that was kind of addressed in Batman and Robin, in the note that he left.
So, okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to give it away to the people who haven't read it yet, but that was addressed.
I didn't read it.
These two, everybody listening, all 1,000 people listening to this.
It didn't take that long to read it if there's no words in it.
Right, well, it didn't take long, but it was good. I thought it was very good. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah.
Or the Spider-Man boy.
Now we'll talk about Fearless Defenders. If that had no words, I would have been happy. Not too many.
I like the cover, I will say that.
Number two, yeah. But, yeah, that and Secret Avengers. Secret Avengers, Fearless Defenders, and X-Men Legacy are so far the three dogs of the
Secret
Marvel
Avengers
now.
Is one thing, but rather than put out a bunch of books with crappy characters and no one cares about, why not just try and create something new?
Well, Secret of Avengers, these are the characters
well,
you
yeah,
should
that's
care
fine.
About.
I like
because that's what they're
there,
telling you because they were in the movie.
But Defenders and...
But what, you don't care about Misty Knight and Valkyrie and that's not a natural team-up in your eyes? No, I agree.
Neither was the Red Skull's daughter and her.
Right.
In that whatever book.
Yeah.
Those calls are less, too.
I just don't, I mean, part of my problem is I criticized Marvel when DC did the relaunch because Marvel really had no female-centric books.
Yeah.
And so I give them credit for putting that out, but I just don't know if it's really, you know, what its purpose of, you know, compared to a Catwoman, a Batwoman, a Supergirl, a Wonder Woman.
How's
Marvel? Even Katana is doing.
How's Captain Marvel doing?
Not that good. It's down into single digits. So,
female characters suck compared to DC.
Does She-Hulk still have a book?
They're not as iconic.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because even if you came out with a Black Widow book, those haven't done well either.
I mean, I wouldn't care about
that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, a lot of Marvel books do well because they're teams.
Yeah, teams of Avengers or X-Men. Beyond that,
Fantastic Four, their main books when they were created by Stan Lee were teams. Besides, like Hulk, which was an Avenger, and Spider-Man,
who's in every Avengers team. Yeah. Oh wait, no, he's not a Secret Avenger. Sorry.
And he's not necessarily Spider-Man.
I don't know if he's a new Avenger.
He's not going to be an Avenger much longer.
That's right. He's about to get fired.
Or maybe, because he, you know, who knows how the timeline works.
Well, that's what happens when you shoot people. You know. Makes Captain America a little queasy. Wolverine was okay with it. He's like, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to pop a guy.
Maybe Wolverine will quit too. Oh, there is he.
Yeah. Yeah. Astonishing Spider-Man and Wolverine. Oh, wait. We've already done that. Sorry.
We don't want to do that again.
No. Please don't.
Isn't that the book they brought Dog back in?
No, that just happened in today's.
That happened then, but I thought he came back like it was like some sort of time travel type deal.
I read the first issue and went, I don't understand this book at all.
I read the first issue for free digitally. I wouldn't waste my money on it.
Because they don't really show him coming back.
Bless you.
Thank you.
They show him appearing, just being there at that time.
Speaking of digital,
yes,
the craft storm that was Marvel 700.
Well, I'm finding that funny because I heard about it and I went on and I'm like, oh, you know, Avengers 1, you know, I'm pulling all this old stuff. Like, you know, I don't know if I've ever really read it, but, you know, especially with my new mini, it's like, hey, that'd be neat to have. And then everyone download error. And then they're saying, I remember I got a thing saying, hey, it's been logged, you're going to get it, you know, when it clears up. I go back in, all those are gone now. It's like, okay. But yeah, apparently it's crashed Comixology completely. So, and you know, they're playing it as, well, we didn't expect this big a response. It's like, you're offering stuff for free, everybody's going to download everything. You know,
it was a well placed bomb.
That's the only way I'm going to download
Comixology.
Right, and that's when during the regular digital stuff, you know, when people say, well, look, you know, there's been a million illegal downloads of this book. It's like, yes, but how many of those people then read it? It's one thing to download something where you have, you know, 200 books in a thing and you can download them all, but it's much different, you know, how many actually read it. This apparently, it kind of reminds me of Heroes World back in the 90s when Marvel decided to get their own distributor and self-distribute their books to cut out the middleman, and the distributor couldn't handle it, and eventually that led into the bankruptcy that, you know, Capital Comics was gone, now we just have Diamond. So I'm not saying that's going to happen to Comixology, but this certainly isn't, you know, their shining moment when all the people that wanted to get their digital comics today of their new stuff can't get them because Comixology's website is still there.
Right?
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. And that's somebody tweeted, and I favorited it. It says, you know what? My paper copy has never crashed.
You
know,
so. You can buy all those books at Pittsburgh Comics.
Yes.
Well, Batman today kind of crashed. There was like a word bubble with a bunch of.
Well, okay. But clearly that was a digital problem. If that was hand lettered, that wouldn't have happened.
Captain America issue was like all messed up.
Well, that's not my problem. That was John Romita's problem.
No, not the art.
Oh,
the pages.
Oh, the pages. but no, I just thought that was very funny. Here's their big shining moment to get digital comics out to everybody, and it just, and you know, like most people, I'm sitting here going, you know, they're like, oh, please stay tuned, we'll let you know when you can do it, and it's like, okay, boom, that's done, I'm off to something else.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's going to hurt more than help at this point, but I can't say I mind it because digital doesn't really do anything for me.
Well, it kind of does get you like a small percentage. If they sign up through you.
Right. If they go in through the store's website on a computer.
Yeah.
I know.
Much of a pain in the butt.
Oh, I know. I talked to him again. Third year in a row, I've talked to him about it, saying, hey, this is ridiculous. Oh, it's just because it's Flash, it's how we have to do it. And I'm like, yeah, this way you get me to send me your meeting. My customers to you, And you then, you know, it's like, well, one thing I said to the guys down in Atlanta, I said, well, you know, how about the people that are already signed up as subscribers on my store? You know, what if they go in and buy digital? Oh, you know, we can't really still prove that they're your customers. So I'm like, okay, this isn't going anywhere.
That's stupid.
That's the way they do things. It is what it is.
I don't have to quote that anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You fixed the thing with the ones, the free codes in the...
Yes, yes, that should, yes. So for the Marvel, the codes, I should get...
Oh, not DC.
Not DC. No, because it, like I said, you have to go, if you go through the portal, that's what they call it, on my website, then I get a cut. It's like, it's not a lot. But if you don't, if you just go right, you know, like through your iPad or your phone, or just go right to the Comixology site, I get nothing. Adam.
It's awful.
But now, if you do the codes that are in the Marvel comics, peel that off and enter the code, I get a shekel for that.
You get a piece of tinfoil.
Pretty much, yeah. I just didn't like somebody else getting my shekels on my What else have you guys read lately that you like? I'll start. Daredevil End of Days 6 came out last week, and I didn't know what to make of the book when it started, but I really like the creative team. And the first issue didn't really catch me, but I was going to stick with it anyway. Basically, it starts with Daredevil being murdered by Bullseye, and he says a word. And Ben Urich is out there trying to find out what this word means. Mapone. M-A-P-O-N-E. So, it's been fun. It's been a really good book. We're 6 issues in. So I've been liking that one. You like Crossed.
I do. I actually did read something new. Not new, but I kept up with reading Revival. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Revival. I was thinking it was Revive for a second.
Yeah.
I really like that. I got the trade the other day when it came out, just because it's easier to, and then instead of like digging through my boxes and trying to find where I put issue 3 or whatever it may be. You know, the art's nothing... You know, crazy, nothing super stylized, nothing different, but just good-looking art. A really good story that seems to know where it's going and actually have a focus instead of just some books that, you know, it has a good idea, but you don't really know where it's going or, you know, why you're reading it. I've been really liking that, so I'm excited to continue reading that.
My only problem with that one is sometimes I forget who the people are. Because they might not be, and they might not be addressed for an issue. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, especially like the reporter girl. I got her confused with her sister, and I wasn't sure.
Yeah, because I think the reporter girl and her sister look quite alike. Yeah. And also that dude came back. You know, he was in the first like issue or second issue, and then he came back at the end.
Okay. I like how the last issue ended, though. That was a cliffhanger, but
yeah. But that
you guys reading that dude. Revival?
Anybody else reading that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You read the last issue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just enjoy that there's basically this town, dead people are coming back to life. Not like zombies, they're just alive again.
Alive. Oh, I heard that.
With somebody had a refrigerated truck full of body parts trying to get into this town. Yeah. And you're just going, where were you going with this? There was an accident and it dumped. So I just kind of want to see the next issues next week.
But, you know, I couldn't stop thinking that, you know, that white ghost,
mm-hmm.
like the long...
The alien thing, yeah.
That alien ghost looks like the font of the book Ghost, of the comic Ghost. Do you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? That, like, white font. So when I looked at that ghost, I could not stop thinking about the font of the comic Ghost. And then that's all I could think about the whole time that I was looking at it, is it just looked like that font.
So it looks like letters?
Yes, kind of. I mean, you'd have to look at the monster thing and then the font side by side. They look very, very similar. I swear that makes sense if you look at them side by side. But that whole thing with that ghost was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was very odd, but also...
Like the kid leaving the toy. And...
The ring and mm-hmm. everything like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, it was very, very oddly sad. And then... You know, when it first starts up, you kind of think, oh, it might be a little bit zombie-like, there might be a little bit of gore, because that first kind of mm-hmm. issue had some mm-hmm. weird shock. And then you didn't really see that again until the grandma portion, and then all of a sudden it was just like...
Yeah, and then also that one dad, taken off. Yeah.
That was super...
That was crazy.
Yeah. I think it's calmed down. You know, I don't. That's the type of book that I don't.
Well, that was just the last issue where Grandpa or Dad were the. Yeah, I don't want to give everything away, but that
was the very the. You know, towards was that towards the beginning. See, I get kind of lost when I'm looking at reading it in trade. I kind of can't separate issue.
Oh,
by issue.
Fair enough.
Be I think there's five issues in that.
Yeah, and I think 8 ships next week.
Yeah.
Adam.
What?
What have you read lately that you like? Or didn't like? Besides Secret of Avengers.
No, I didn't.
That Adam actually brought back and put on the shelf.
Yeah.
Said, I do not, this was so bad, I don't even want it anymore.
It's bagged. It's encased.
It's bagged and boarded on the shelf. Yes, that's a vote of confidence. Oh, this issue 2 has Taskmaster.
And anyways. I'll give you 2 books. Animal Man and Swamp Thing last week were really good.
I like those, yeah.
The only problem I had with them is I think these should have been called the conclusion, but I thought about it and I said, well, it was the conclusion of Rot World. And they did leave
kind of,
the
but there
world.
Was a little, there was only a, and there was, a, there really wasn't any Rot World in Animal Man.
No.
It was more in Swamp Thing. And still
was there any in Swamp Thing?
Yeah, because remember
when they were jumping out.
Yeah, when they were jumping and they destroyed Antarn Arcane, they went at it a little.
Were they in Rot World though? I thought they were in the past or back. Yeah,
maybe, but they were kind of saying what happened.
Yeah. So it was kind of like that, but I thought it was confusing. So if you're picking up the book, I think it's confusing to say this is the conclusion.
It's going
to
read better in a trade.
Which I don't say. I'm not saying that Rot World. Like it's hard to look at it and say Rot World is. You know, it's a conclusion of a Rot World, like them being there. That's just weird. It's a conclusion of a story called Rot World. And I don't think they did a good job
explaining
telling people that.
Yeah.
But this was the real conclusion. Mm-hmm. And I thought they did a really good job. Animal Man, I really liked. And I was not expecting the events of. It's been out. And,
yeah, no, you can say. No more mullet.
They killed off. What was his name?
Cliff.
Cliff, yeah. They killed Cliff, which
and in a heroic way.
I don't know if I was. I kind of expected it while reading it. Seemed like they were setting something up that somebody was going to die, and I kept thinking while reading it. But before this, I wouldn't have thought they were going to kill him off. So you know that's that one. But Swamp Thing, they even kill off 2 characters, which I thought were interesting. They kill off. What's her name? Abigail.
Mm-hmm.
And they kill off Swamp Thing.
Yep.
But they're now back. They come back to life as the Avatars.
Correct.
And then they bury their bodies, which I thought was interesting. And
just want to leave them out there to rot.
They become part of the Rot. But she becomes Abigail becomes an Avatar of the Rot. She takes over the mantle that Arcane had. That she, or left them believe that she kills Arcane, right?
Mm-hmm. Or the council,
the
parliament
of the Rot, or whatever,
kind of got rid of him.
I
bet he'll be back though.
Yeah, I think so.
With his unmen.
His unmen. But he, I thought Scott Snyder did a good job. This was his last issue.
What I kind of like is he definitely set it up for the next guy. He has kind of a clean slate.
Yeah, he has something to work
and,
with, right there. Which I think the book needed. To tell you the truth, I think the character
Rot World started getting a little complicated. Yeah.
So, you know, that works, and then. Animal Man, I guess they kind of... They don't really have a clean slate.
Right. Well, but that's still going. Lemire's not leaving that book. So.
Yeah.
So they didn't need to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet wife is going to be really pissed at him.
Why?
Because her son just got killed by these monsters.
Yeah, she's holding that against them, I guess.
I bet.
Oh, well, they still got one.
True. True. They got the cat.
Can't let go.
They have a cat now, so there you go.
They have a cat.
Did they even like that kid?
Not really.
Like, they don't even know. They were just like, oh, this one's better. It has.
They wandered off that one time. Yeah.
They were just like, where's the kid?
Cliff.
Yeah, him. They're like, where is he?
Yeah. It's in the house.
And I thought the grandma was kind of useless throughout that.
I was hoping she'd die.
Yeah, she did. You were hoping the grandma die?
You know. Someone's got to go. She had, looked like she had a good life.
She's annoying.
What you got, Chuck?
Nothing really sticks out right now, but the end of Colder was last week.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's reading that book or not. This one just might be. I kind of liked it. I kind of saw where it was going. I mean, eventually he was going to end up with a chick at the end.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd explain a little more about the guy. What was his name? Skipjack or...
Oh,
Nimble.
Nimblejack.
Yeah.
Close! So I was hoping they might explain a little more about him, but... And maybe they did, but...
Yeah, yes.
Not a lot. But yeah, that was interesting.
Jack and the Box Burger.
That was one where the first issue really made you want to come back and read the rest. Yeah. That was almost...
I liked all of them.
I don't want to say it was a perfect first issue. Oh, really?
You were sold out.
No. I don't want to say it was a perfect first issue, but it was a really good one where you're like, okay, what is this? Especially with that cover.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay. And you read it and you go, okay, I need to come back and read the next one. This was really good. Whereas, like, for me, Secret Avengers, I read and I went, oh, I don't care.
This should read really well. It should read really well as all in a trade.
Hear that sound? Sure. That's the sales of Secret Avengers.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't think I could hurt them.
You can't plummet any further.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't...
Before we leave, I'll put this when I post it. I'll put the sales numbers. And people go, what's this for? But I'll look and see what the... I mean, the number one sold well because people bought the number ones, but I got to say, we'll see what number two is.
What X-Men is it?
Legacy.
Legacy. We'll see. I honestly don't know how it sold today.
I will say that I didn't go in with high expectations for that book.
Mainly Polar or?
With Secret Avengers.
Okay.
It's
Hawkeye. It's got to be great.
Well, I saw
Nick Spencer. He's the hot shot.
Well, we kind of saw Nick Spencer's...
I forget the artist is, but the artist was supposed to be good.
Well, his part... on the last Secret Avengers wasn't great.
What are you talking about? Abe Lincoln Memorial attacked Skrulls or whatever.
He should stick to Bedlam.
Yeah, he did that, didn't he? When that was Fear Itself. And he kept going and going. And then who was doing it after that?
Then Ellis interrupted his run with his
Is that what it was? Yeah. I just didn't. I was not totally...
No, I don't think he got a fair shot on that one. But
yeah.
Does anybody want to talk about sex?
You I didn't read it. I didn't read it yet.
It takes a lot to make me blush.
Well, as we learned in Saga, so we know exactly what makes Donnie blush.
It was
strap-ons.
I don't know if I'll be getting a second one of those.
Okay. I'm still gonna get it. I mean, it's kind of interesting. It really wasn't it was like 3 pages of sex actually.
Yeah.
Sorry, not enough sex for Chuck.
I read the first couple pages, and it seemed interesting. And I had everything.
The art was pretty good.
Yeah, I really liked that first page, the cityscape.
Going
into the city, I liked the depth in that. It was really cool.
I'm definitely going to check the second issue just to see where it goes from the first issue, but I don't know, it was interesting.
I didn't realize it was going to be another superhero story. I thought it was just a regular guy.
Well, it seems like it's
going
to be.
That kind of took me out of it.
But I don't really know if it is. It's hard to... really see what's going
to happen. Well, from what I got from it, it was basically like Batman, who's not Batman.
Yeah, it seems
anymore.
Like the main character used to be a superhero or something, but he's not anymore.
He's crazy rich, still.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Girls don't do stuff like that for free.
Now
I have to read it.
Well, apparently he wasn't getting any...
Because Donnie knows what... Mm, no.
Well, apparently the guy wasn't getting any excitement out of it. He was just sitting there, remember? So, I don't know. He must not have thought it was too good. Maybe he didn't pay a lot.
Sometimes it all depends on what you pay.
Moving on.
So what did you read, Dolly?
Where's Matt?
This is the time Matt is very needed.
As a whole...
Talking about sex? What?
He probably bought two issues of that.
As a whole, I think Marvel Now isn't that great. But Uncanny X-Men... Which I missed the bus on all new X-Men.
Okay.
But I think this one's really
good. I have them all back in now. I have all the all new X-Men, yeah.
Oh. First prints or second?
No, second and thirds.
Mm. I hate second prints. Anyways, but Uncanny X-Men's pretty good. And then FF, that's just, I don't know, that's just like the prettiest thing to look at.
Okay, see, I like it. And there's one guy who just can't stand the artwork. And it's just funny.
Beautiful.
I get so, you know.
Is
and
that
you
one
just,
guy me?
No.
You don't like that?
You don't like Ball Red?
I'm not crazy about it,
I love Ball Red art.
They're just little things that bother me. But, whatever, it's not my style.
It's not just his art, either. I mean, like, his wife or whoever that is. Like
the colors,
color. It just, I don't know, it's just really vibrant.
Which reminds me of art. I don't know, I can't remember who it is now that's drawing the next story arc of the Hulk book. But
Simonson.
I'm not getting it.
Okay.
I did not like that.
He's very, you either like it or you don't.
it doesn't seem like after what it is now to go from what it is now to that, it's just a completely different. It's a little near. I mean, I don't expect it to be the same, but
wasn't that
has a different? It has a different tone. Like it seems like it's.
Like, wasn't that like, who fished off the last Avengers series?
I know he was doing the covers. I don't know if he was doing the insides.
If that's what I'm thinking of. I didn't care for him either.
Great. Looks like your sales on Hulk are going to.
Well, I wasn't buying that anyway.
I like it so far, but I've seen that and I was just disappointed.
Adam's just doing walkabouts.
I am.
Dragging Jeremy back to the table.
Yeah.
He still won't talk.
He's so quiet.
He always was.
I thought the last
issue. You said Aquaman, then all of a sudden, man, he was right there.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Unless you said Baxter paper, and then he was
on. Well, yeah. Aquaman on Baxter paper, he's in heaven.
That'd be great.
For long-time listeners, you'll understand that.
Yeah. Well, he was here.
He faces the people at the table.
They're still listening. Since then, that's been a while.
It's been a while.
They were probably like, oh.
They stopped listening after all the Baxter paper.
That could be. That could be. They said, enough of the Baxter paper.
God. Otherwise, that's it for me.
Okay.
So where does everybody think Walking Dead's going with the show? We got, what, three?
There's only a couple left.
Three what? There was only three episodes left? Oh, okay.
I bet you nothing will happen in any of them.
No.
I like the last one.
My prediction is...
I just get so frustrated with it.
Well, it looks from the previews, it looks like Andrea realizes the governor's crazy. I don't know
what?
Why the heads in the fish tanks didn't tell her that.
But it looks like she. Child?
But it looks like she tries to turn Tyrese and the crew.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I have a feeling something's going to happen, you know, kind of going along the lines of the book.
Is Michonne going to make it out of season three?
Oh, yeah. They're not going to get rid of Michonne. But I don't think the baby's going to make it out of season three. I don't think the little blonde girl's going to make it out of season three.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think the governor is going to make it out. Right, but the baby was barely in the book.
So is the little blonde girl.
But I think
whatever her name is.
I think something's going to happen where...
How are they going to kill a baby?
Well, in the book...
Well, in the book, yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, I have a feeling that it was a lady in the book that killed the baby. I have a feeling it's going to be Andrea. Takes the shot, kills the blonde girl with the baby, realizes what she's done, shoots the governor. Kind of like just how it happened in the book. But I see it being Andrea doing that, and then she rejoins them. Well, if
by
she
the
can.
Way.
Yeah, by the way, I killed him. You tried your kid, but you didn't want it anyway because it was Shane's kid. So.
Yeah.
That was one of the best. Somebody had mocked up the photo online. And it was the picture that Carl went back to get out of the bar. And they had put Shane's face over Rick's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, here's a family. Here's our family. I thought that was. And the fact, in the last one, the governor actually said that to him. That was Andrea. You know, Andrea was the only one that could have told him that. That was just, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I
just
felt like they were two, like, teenage boys at a table just, like, going back and forth. Like, I'm cooler. No, I'm cooler. And the whole time I was just like, literally nothing happened. This whole scene of you guys sitting at a table could have been condensed to maybe 10, 15 minutes and probably accomplished the same level of...
Well, you had Daryl and the other guy showing off how they kill zombies.
Oh, so cool, because, you know, that's super relevant to the plot. You know, and you had Herschel and that dude making friends on the sidewalk.
Right.
I just don't, like...
Herschel wanting sexual favors for showing a stump. That was a little...
It was
a little crazy.
Well,
I think that's going to be leading
up
to...
It gets lonely in the apocalypse.
I had a feeling the other guy was willing, so...
I think after...
They both
lied. Like, I agree with Colin. I don't think Governor's going to make it. And yeah, I think after he does die, I think the reason why they were showing all these guys kind of making friends with each other was after the Governor dies, all the people that work for him are going to be like... Some of them are going to be like, well, what do I do now? And they're probably going to be joined together eventually.
Then again, that's kind of what happened to Woodbury in the book.
Right. I also feel that the scientist guy is going to die. Like the doctor in Woodbury that got bit.
So he's definitely going to die.
Yeah.
He's not strong enough to like
survive
exactly. But I just feel like I have such up and downs with that show because I loved last week's with Michonne and the whole trip. I mean, there were things in the middle that I didn't like.
You just like the fact that the guy with the backpack got killed.
I love that.
Help me!
Well, I just love that
take the basket. Yeah, and then
I just thought they were being super bamps and just driving right past them and just being like, nah. Nobody said anything. That was my favorite part. Nobody even questioned.
Well, I figured he was going to shut off one way or another. I didn't think it was going to be that way, but...
No, I just thought it was like a
splatter on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I went back and I looked at the splatter of him again. How did he die?
He was eaten by zombies.
Yeah.
Well, it almost looked like to me like he was hit by something, but then I was like, there's no way. No,
ripped by a bunch of zombies, just ripped him apart and ate him. That's what Otis looked like.
Out of the horse.
Yeah, and it just seems so splattery. But I love that Michonne has, like,
I still love that. In the first episode, everybody, oh, poor horse.
Well, the theme of the episode was trust.
I thought that when they ate the dogs.
Yeah. Well, the theme of the episode was trust from the beginning to the end. They didn't trust picking up that guy. And at the end, they saw what the action was from not picking up the guy, and maybe they should have trusted more, you know. And that's what he was supposed to learn from whatever his name was.
Maybe, but I think they also, when they look at him, it's another mouth to feed.
Yeah, you know? Or another person that could just get them killed or go crazy and kill them.
Yeah.
But he could have been cannon fodder when they're
through
the crap.
True, but you still have moral, you know.
Well, the whole thing was, too, that Michonne, he didn't trust Michonne. He wanted her gone after this trip for some reason that he took her with him.
Well, didn't he say he didn't trust her back in the prison by herself?
Yeah, that might be the case. But the thing about it is, though, he learned that, you know, maybe, you know, you can't do this alone, is, you know, what the thing was. And that he needs to learn to be a little more trusting in people. And that was his biggest, you know, problem.
Well, there's a whole part where Carl dropped the picture, and then Michonne was like, trust me, I'm going to go back and get it. And Carl's like, no. She's like, trust me.
Yeah, and she came out with a cat. Yeah.
She
did that really quick.
That was the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
She went around the corner and she came back. She's like, I got it.
I think she knew exactly where it was.
But then
Carl's standing against.
The zombies are on this thing. She just walked. Oh, I'm just gonna take
it. Well, they're all at the door where Carl's just leaning against it and it's got glass. I'm just sitting there like, what if they just break the glass? Like, they have you. So.
They were just leading him on. They were like, hey, we're mimes. Yeah. And then he's just like, what if they were zombie mimes?
Oh.
That'd be weird.
On that note,
think about that, everybody.
The other thing I thought about was when the dude was asking Herschel about his stump and all that. Remember, he had that little book and he said he was keeping notes of everything because they're going to become history. Mm-hmm. And you were saying how in the book it kind of Woodbury just disappeared and everything. I'm thinking maybe, you know, right, that guy might not make it either. And somebody's going to find this book before it's all said and done. And you're going to be like, oh, this, you know, somebody's going to be like surprised, you know. All this stuff happened and they read it in
that. That's what he said. He was ready for history.
Yeah, so
this is basically
He probably won't make it through.
That scene with the cat, though, I don't know if you noticed, but like in the background there was a zombie with like one tear going down his eye because it was just like my cat.
Oh.
That was my cat.
I love the short order cook coming out of the back. Like, what's going on out here? Like, what are you doing? Dishes? Yeah.
Well, that's what they kept asking.
Or you just got stuck in the kitchen since the zombie apocalypse? You couldn't, you know.
Well, that's what everybody was asking. They were just like, what were these zombies doing? They were just sitting around waiting for, like, their meal or something? Well, yeah, kind of. But, it was a very odd episode, but it was good.
I guess if a zombie got stuck, like, in a building, what would its motivation be to get out of that building unless there was, like, a person who walked by it?
Yeah.
You know, would you just going to wander around?
Well, I think...
You're probably not going to try to get out of there.
I think one thing that they haven't done in this show... which I like about the book, is they show that these zombies kind of have weaknesses, too. They become weaker in cold weather. You know, we haven't had a winter in this show, which makes no sense, really.
It's Georgia.
Yeah, it's Atlanta. I don't think they really get it.
Well, it definitely gets cold.
They'll get colder.
Yeah, not like here, though.
Yeah, but according to what they said, when it gets cooler, though, they slow down. When it's hotter, they...
Speed up.
They unfreeze.
They unfreeze. That kind of makes sense. And I tell you, it takes forever for somebody to get far away from their hometown, you know. It's taken them a long time to get from wherever they were to,
you know, the prison. And not know that.
Well, they're not that far away since Rick just visited his hometown.
It doesn't seem kind of weird that he didn't know this prison was there. He's a police officer. Yeah. They're probably, 15 miles away from where they are?
Well, I don't know that they didn't know the prison was there, but,
they were surprised. Yeah. Because when they got there, they were just like,
"Well, maybe he didn't
we could live there, you know?"
Maybe he didn't have any real idea of where he was. And then he saw the prison. Maybe that was the surprise.
That's true, because he was kind of
very lost,
kind of out there.
Exactly. So maybe he knew about the prison but didn't know specifics, and then of course didn't think that they would ever find it or could make it livable.
Because I would have assumed that they were a long way from home, and then all of a sudden when he went back, that was
very, very confused.
Yeah,
I was very confused that when they talked about going back, I was like, home.
Did you ever notice that the prison is different? From season 2, it's different what they showed than what they're in now.
Uh-huh.
Because
like there's that one big room they're always in.
And this prison is on a hill. It's a steep hill. Like, I've never seen a prison built on such a hill. I guess it could be, but.
Oh, there used to be a moat around it, and it was actually a castle.
I bet.
The King of Georgia.
King of Atlanta. He made Coca Cola.
Morphe King.
That's where Coca-Cola was from. He just was there and he doesn't even know.
I didn't see the king.
Well,
no, I didn't do any sightseeing.
That doesn't exist anymore. It's not that type of government in Atlanta anymore.
It's not actually filmed in Atlanta, is it?
That's why a lot of the kid characters are from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. So it's local casting?
Yeah. Which is easier for them when you have kids because they go to school and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not like you need a really good kid actor. You know, you don't have to find this perfect person.
Good job.
If we tell you to get in the house, can you walk
in the house? Get in the house. Okay, Carl, you're fired.
Go in the house if you're yelled at to go in the house.
I think he does a good job, though. Watching him in these last few episodes.
He's getting better.
Yeah,
there are some awkward moments, but then again, it's a kid actor, so I can kind of forgive it. I like Carl as a character now, which says a lot about a show if Carl's your favorite character on the show.
I don't like it when they give him a gun.
Well, they got rid of T-Dog, so you had to go somewhere.
I was watching it with my boyfriend Matt, who has read a little bit of The Walking Dead. He's read a little bit of The Walking Dead.
Also known as Sexy Pants.
It was relevant because he has not seen all of the episodes. So he there's a couple episodes from the first season or whatever that he's missed. He knows the general story. But, there are things that he'll point out to me that I just would think make sense. But he'll point out things like Carol. He's like, why is this woman so worthy that, people are willing to just jump in front of things for her all the time? Like, talking about T-Dog. And then there's been, multiple other times where people have, definitely risked their lives for this random woman. And I was like, I really don't know. He's like, did something happen that she's, worth saving?
Well, because she got so abused by her husband.
I was going to say, I think it's probably because she was abused by her, because he didn't see that. So I'd explain that to him. I was like, it's probably because she was abused by her husband, but I don't see how that makes her valuable.
Well, but they just are protective.
Yeah.
He doesn't read
especially Daryl.
He's only read a couple of the trades.
Because she dies in the book.
Yeah. In the prison.
In fact, she commits suicide.
She does commit suicide.
I see it. She just kind of throws herself onto a walker, basically.
She does commit suicide. She started going crazy.
Wasn't she making out with a walker or something?
No, she tried to hug it.
Oh, she had tried to hug it.
I think it was like, oh, you like me, is what she said when it,
she wanted a friend.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. It was
that's a spinoff.
Wasn't that after she tried to
my friend the zombie.
My friend the zombie.
Wasn't that after she tried to get together
with Lori and
Rick? Together?
I forgot that.
Do you remember that? It was super weird.
Because it was a different time, she said.
She wanted to marry both of them.
All the rules are off in the apocalypse.
That's true.
The other thing about her.
That's what Adam pulled up for.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically, Sophie is her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now has, looks like there's going to be something between her and Carl, later on. Well, who else?
We'll see now that he's back with his eye uncovered. She might look at him and go, oh.
Well, that's why I think that blonde girl can't die. Like you were talking about her dying with the baby, because Carl, I think, needs that love interest, even though...
Yeah, but if there's anything we've learned from Star Wars Episode 1, it's that... It's that you can't hook up a kid.
I was going to say, who's Jar Jar?
What? Yeah. And
is that Merle?
A little kid, and, you know, and a teenager.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work out.
Well, what age are they?
She's got to be a lot older.
Yeah. I think she's in her 20s, but I think they play her as she's younger.
I thought that she was supposed to be like 17.
She might be.
Okay, but he's like 10.
Really? I feel like in the show, he feels older, but only by a couple years, like 12.
In real life, I think the kid's like 12, so it might be aging him about that, but
well, it looks like they tried to age him quite a bit between like the first season and now, and it just feels like...
But all I know is he's just going to turn into Darth Vader.
Right.
And we all struggle when that happened.
Why is it that Carol's hair and stuff never grows, but everybody else has got like bushy beards, long hair? Do you notice that?
Wow, that's a good question.
I feel like in the prison, they're...
Same reason why Jack from Lost always had like... They're always perfect.
Scruffy.
You just said that.
I think probably in the prison there's like barber devices. You know, like you might have...
Before they got to the prison, they were
barber devices.
Well, then again, her hair looks like it was probably cut with a knife.
Yeah.
So she was probably just like...
It's true. What is it, barber devices? I know.
That's a kitchen device. A knife is a kitchen device.
Barber won't be using a knife on your hair, hopefully.
It was a razor blade.
Oh.
Maybe.
Old time barber razor
blade. We'll let that one go.
No.
Next week on Barber Devices Podcast. What is that blue stuff they put the combs in?
Good question. We have a collar. It's Jim the Barber.
Mr. Snyder?
Yeah. It's Scott Snyder's barber.
Alfred said. Well, I think that's good.
That was awful.
We'll end on that note of us making fun of Megan, which is good. And we'll talk at you next week. Maybe we'll talk more about Age of Ultron 2.
Maybe we'll make fun
and of Secret Avengers 2.
Possibly.
Fearless Defenders 2.
Well, yeah, because they'll all be out next
week. Well, they all came out this week, so you have time to read them.
Ugh.
Lots of copies available.
Or they might all get canceled by next week.
That's true.
Don't roll it out.
And then recall all the ones that are here. They won't be able to ever
There you go.
Them. Hey, all new X-Men was good.
Yes.
X-Men has been good.
I like Avengers and New Avengers. I've liked Hulk.
I think Bendis needed a change, and this was it.
Yeah, I agree.
Change him up a little bit, you know?
Well, we can talk about the new Uncanny X-Men that came out today.
Right now?
I haven't read it. No, neither have I. We'll do this next week.
Oh.
Same bat time. Same bat channel. We'll be here. See ya.
It's a bat channel.
'Cause then the bullet leaping buildings in a single bound came from out the shadows, 'cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists, sorcerer supreme. All the teenagers are buying this gamma radiation. Nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya, clobbering it till in a coffin you see. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe, super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains steady scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip, yeah. 'Cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616. My movie court shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, 'cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Rip
Ricky Bobby drinks the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock, when I'm killing it, yo, please. Shots to your chest, you're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch, eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I